Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9R Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Option Volatility and Pricing. Second edition by Sheldon Nattenberg is a widely respected guide to understanding how options behave and how professional traders think about risk. Rather than focusing on simple formulas, the book explains the practical mechanics behind option pricing, volatility, and the real-world forces that move option markets. Nattenberg connects core theory with trading intuition, showing how variables like time decay, changes in implied volatility, and shifts in the underlying price interact to create profit and loss. The second edition is known for its market-oriented perspective, emphasizing how options are quoted, how positions are managed over time, and why volatility is often the central driver of option outcomes. Readers are introduced to the logic of spreads, combinations, and hedging approaches that aim to isolate specific risks. The result is a structured path from foundational concepts to advanced strategies used by experienced traders and risk managers. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how option prices are built, from risk, time, and volatility. A central theme of the book is that option prices are not just mathematical outputs, but market prices that reflect uncertainty, supply and demand, and the cost of risk transfer. It explains the key inputs that matter in practice, the underlying price, strike, time to expiration, interest rates, dividends, and especially volatility. The discussion clarifies intrinsic value versus extrinsic value and why extrinsic value is best understood as the market's price for potential future movement. The book also highlights the practical meaning of implied volatility as the volatility level that makes a pricing model match the market price, turning volatility into a tradable variable. By focusing on how time value changes as expiration approaches, the reader learns why two options with similar strikes can behave very differently depending on maturity. This topic lays the foundation for thinking like a trader. Instead of asking whether a model is correct, you ask what the market is implying and which risk you are being paid to hold. That framing supports later chapters on strategy selection, position sizing, and hedging decisions. Secondly, the Greeks as a risk language for managing option positions. The book treats the Greeks as a practical toolkit for understanding and controlling the risk exposures embedded in an options position. Delta is presented as directional sensitivity and as a bridge to hedging, while gamma explains why delta itself changes and why short options can carry accelerating risk during fast moves. Theta is framed as time decay, but with a nuanced perspective, time decay is not free money, but compensation for bearing other risks, particularly adverse moves and volatility shifts. Vega receives special emphasis because changes in implied volatility can dominate outcomes even when the underlying does not move much. The text also addresses less discussed sensitivities such as how volatility and time interact, helping readers avoid common misunderstandings like assuming Vega is constant across strikes and expirations. Importantly, the Greeks are not taught as static numbers, but as local approximations that evolve with price, time, and volatility. This topic equips readers to diagnose why a trade is winning or losing, to choose hedges that target the correct exposure, and to compare strategies by their risk profiles rather than by their names. Thirdly, volatility trading and the logic of implied versus realized movement. A major contribution of the book is its clear explanation of volatility as something that can be analyzed and traded, not merely observed. It differentiates historical or realized volatility from implied volatility and shows how the gap between them often motivates option trades. Readers learn why implied volatility tends to rise when markets are stressed, how volatility skew and turn structure can reflect crash risk and event risk, and why volatility is not uniform across strikes or expirations. The book emphasizes that buying options is effectively buying volatility and convexity, while selling options is often selling volatility and collecting premium in exchange for tail risk. It also describes how a trader can attempt to isolate volatility exposure by delta hedging, converting directional risk into a position more sensitive to realized volatility. This topic helps readers think in scenarios. What happens if the underlying chops sideways, trends steadily, or gaps abruptly, and how those patterns map to realized volatility and hedging results. By linking volatility behavior to strategy choice, the reader gains a framework for evaluating when options are cheap or expensive relative to expected movement. Fourthly, strategic building blocks, spreads, combinations, and risk shaping. The book breaks down common option structures into understandable building blocks, helping traders see how strategy design is really risk design. Vertical spreads are used to illustrate how limited risk positions can express bullish or bearish views while controlling premium outlay and exposure to volatility. Time spreads and diagonals introduce the idea of trading the term structure of volatility and time decay, where the relationship between near-term and longer-term options becomes crucial. Straddles and strangles are discussed as volatility-centric positions, useful when the trader expects large movement but is uncertain of direction, while butterflies and condors demonstrate how to create targeted payoff zones that benefit from stability or mean reversion. The emphasis is not on memorizing payoff diagrams, but on understanding how each structure changes the Greeks and how that affects trade management. Readers also learn that the same market opinion can be expressed with multiple structures, each with different sensitivity to volatility changes, skew shifts, and time decay. This topic builds the practical skill of selecting a strategy that matches both forecast and risk tolerance, rather than forcing the market view into a single familiar template. Lastly, trade management, hedging, and the realities of execution beyond strategy selection, the book stresses that options trading outcomes depend heavily on management and execution. It explains how hedging with the underlying can reduce directional exposure but introduces costs and slippage, and how frequent re-hedging can transform a theoretical edge into a practical loss if transaction costs are ignored. The discussion highlights why liquidity, bid-ask spreads, and position sizing matter, especially for multi-leg trades where execution quality can dominate small theoretical advantages. It also addresses the practical consequences of early exercise, assignment, and dividend effects, which can surprise traders who focus only on expiration payoffs. Readers are guided to think in terms of risk limits and contingency planning, how a position behaves if volatility spikes, if the underlying gaps, or if time passes without the expected move. The book's approach encourages traders to monitor changes in implied volatility and Greeks, adjust positions when exposures drift, and avoid the trap of treating an options position as set and forget. This topic ties the entire framework together by showing that options are dynamic instruments and that professional practice centers on controlling exposures while adapting to changing market conditions. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who already know basic option terminology and want a deeper, market-based understanding of how options truly behave. Active traders, aspiring market makers, risk managers, and serious investors who use options for hedging or income will benefit most, because the emphasis is on volatility, risk exposure, and position management rather than simplistic trade recipes. The practical value comes from learning to interpret implied volatility, understand why profits and losses occur beyond direction, and structure trades that align with a specific forecast and risk constraint. These skills can improve decision-making, reduce avoidable mistakes like misjudging time decay or vega risk, and help readers manage positions with clearer expectations under different market scenarios. Compared with many introductory options books, Nattenberg's work stands out for its professional trading perspective and its focus on the mechanics that drive real pricing and execution. It bridges theory and practice in a way that remains relevant across markets and eras, making it a strong purchase for anyone who wants a durable framework for analyzing and trading options, not just a list of strategies. If you would like to support Sheldon Nattenberg, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.